Let me go to something positive. The Metropolitan School Board of Lawrence Township today announced the selection of Dr. Sean A. Smith to be their new superintendent. It was made in a district-wide meeting this morning in the classrooms to the entire Lawrence community. Dr. Smith will assume his new duties on New Year's Day. There is going to be, in fact, an opportunity this coming Tuesday afternoon from 4 to 6. There'll be a welcome reception for Dr. Smith over at the Lawrence Education and Community Center at 65th and Sunnyside Road. And on our live line is the superintendent designate of the Lawrence Township Schools, Dr. Sean Smith, who is currently the assistant superintendent for Wonderful Things, Secondary Education, in Pike Township. Dr. Smith, welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you, Amos.
Obviously, when somebody's an assistant superintendent, they would like someday to have the opportunity to captain their own ship. Is this a dream of yours?
Absolutely, Amos. I've had 25 wonderful years as an educator. I've had the privilege of working for one of the best educators in this city, Nathaniel Jones, who is superintendent of Pike Township. And so I've had some wonderful experience, and so it's time for me to certainly go on my own and lead a school district.
In terms of what are your goals? Because being selected a school superintendent and is trying to build and bond and build a collaboration with the elected school board. And so what are your goals on getting this new responsibility on the Northeast side?
Well, first of all, I'm certainly honored to serve the Board of Education. Very quickly through the interview process, I realized that they have some very bright and caring individuals on their Board of Education who are committed to making things work well for all students. So that was an easy sell for me. First and foremost, in a large district, I've got to get to know the people. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a wonderful tour to go around to every school and meet all the key players, certainly the teachers. They make it happen. They're the most important individuals that work inside of a school corporation, so I'm going to spend a lot of time at every school meeting the staff. And, of course, those great students. They have 15,000 wonderful students over there on the Northeast side. They've done a lot of great things, so I look forward to being with them.
Now, I know that school districts know their A through F grade. You cannot comment on them because they're in this embargo where you get to know, and me, I don't get to know. But let me kind of be sneaky here. Is this going to be a challenge for you going into Lawrence because you've been with a great system, Pike? From the academic standpoint?
Oh, I think that both districts equally have wonderful things that they're both doing. Amos, I think the entire city needs to understand that the schools that are challenged the greatest are the schools that have the greatest level of poverty. Mm-hmm. And so for all of our communities throughout Marion County, there's great challenges with poverty. Mm-hmm. And those schools typically struggle the most. But we take the challenge on. I think all educators, those of us who have been in the profession for years, we never look at the students that come into our building. We just simply educate them. And we're going to work with all students that we have to give them the very best education.
One of the things that impressed me in a broadcast that we did over a year ago out in Lawrence Township at the Lawrence Career Center was the fact that the Lawrence School Board was openly discussing the achievement gaps and trying to openly engage the Lawrence community into discussions into how we reduce the achievement gap. Is that something that you're going to be continuing that process?
Absolutely. Student achievement is priority number one for every student in the district. And so we are certainly going to attack that with vigor. African-American student achievement is of great concern throughout the country. But I believe with hardworking teachers and caring parents and patrons in the community, you can make a difference.
I need to mention that, you know, you've been in education 25 years. You're a graduate of the Indiana University School of Education. You were president of the IU School of Education Alumni Series. So they're probably going to try to get your name and voice on one of them commercials that they're running over here about IU. But you started as an IPS kid.
Yes, sir. Very proud. School 43 in Broad Ripple High School.
I'm trying to figure out this. If this could be the first superintendent running a school in Indianapolis who has been an IPS alumnus.
I think that title goes to Mr. Nathaniel Jones.
Is that goes to Brother Jones?
Graduate.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to give credit where credit is due. The family excited about this new opportunity?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I got to ask you, when we were about a month and a half ago talking about the changes in enrollment of the different school districts here in Indianapolis, there was a sharp drop in the enrollment in this school year in Lawrence Township. Does that concern you?
Absolutely. I think you're in the business of educating students, and any time you lose students, you've got to be very concerned about it. So that's something that we'll take a close look at.
So now you've been at Pike a number of years, and you work very closely with Superintendent Nate Jones. When you finally told him, Superintendent, I hate to tell you this, but I think I got a new gig. What was his reaction?
Oh, it's bittersweet, Amos. Mm-hmm. I've had the privilege of working with this man for over 20 years, him being directly over me or my direct supervisor. We worked together in Washington Township together. So I've had the privilege of being mentored by an outstanding educator. And so it was certainly very bittersweet.
And you're also, you got to fill the shoes of Dr. Consetta Ramundi, who's done a great job out in Lawrence.
Absolutely. Great lady. I've known of her for many years, and she's been a committed educator to Marion County and surrounding for 40 years, folks. And that means a lot to this profession.
All right. So now, those of you that are listening that are taxpayers or parents or staff or, students in the Lawrence Township schools, you'll have an opportunity to meet Dr. Smith this coming Tuesday, the 17th, from 4 until 6 at the Lawrence Township Education and Community Center. That's at 6501 Sunnyside Road, 65th and Sunnyside Road. And under the new rules of hiring superintendents, there's going to be a public meeting on Dr. Smith's contract. That's coming up on Monday, December 23rd at 5:30 at the Education and Community Center. That is a board hearing meeting. And then the Lawrence Township School Board anticipates taking final action on Dr. Smith's contract on the last Monday of the year, December the 30th at 5:30. And so those are, things that you need to be aware of. And then you take the job when Ryan Seacrest says 2014. Is that the deal?
That is the deal.
So you're really going to be listening to, to what happens in Times Square.
Absolutely.
Again, Dr. Sean Smith, congratulations. He is making some history. Lawrence Township was the first school district in Indianapolis and Marion County ever to hire an African-American superintendent back in the late 80s with Dr. Percy Clark. And now they are continuing in that tradition of trying, finding the best person for the job. And if that person happens to be a person of color, so be it. Dr. Sean Smith, the incoming superintendent of schools at Lawrence Township. We look forward in the new year coming on out to beautiful Lawrence and checking up on you.
It'd be an honor.
All right. Again, congratulations and Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Amos.